Carol O'Fourey, weekdays 9 a.m. till 12, East Coast Radio.
So I have two memories of Madiba. The first one was I was a child in Mafikeng, and I was at my granny's during the school holidays. And there was excitement because Mandela was coming to visit Mafikeng. And so my granny and I went to the back. There was a front yard and there was a back gate. We went to the back gate and we waited for Madiba to come on this main road that was on the back entrance of my granny's property. And we stood there and we waited, and I just saw like a few black cars coming, and then his black car went by, and I just saw this white-haired man in the car waving, and we waved frantically. So that's my one very fond like meeting Madiba. And then of course the second one has to be when I met him as a journalist. I was at 947 at the time as a reporter, and I was sent to go and cover the Olympic gold medal that Rek Nieklang and the team had gotten at the Olympics that year. And he was at the Nelson Mandela Foundation, and I was a rookie journalist, nervous as hell, arrived late because I got lost. So by the time I arrived, the press conference was over and Madiba was walking out, and the lady who worked with him, Zelda Lagranji, was holding his hand and she was walking up. And Zelda was a big fan of 947 at the time. And so I was so scared because I was a rookie journalist. I was late. I missed the internal audio. I was like, what am I going to do? So as he came out, I just shoved my hand in the air so that my microphone was in the air. And then Zelda said, come. She didn't know me. She just saw the microphone and she said, come, you can ask him a question. Then I asked him, hi Madiba, how do you feel about how the guys performed at the Olympics? I don't know what the response was. All I know is that I was smiling from ear to ear. His presence was insane. The fact that he answered my question and all the journalists were putting their mics in the air. Got back to my newsroom. My boss was so proud of me because I got exclusive audio from Mandela, guys. And yeah, that was powerful. That was beautiful.
Carol O'Fourey, weekdays 9 a.m. till 12, East Coast Radio.